Rolling on the wagon years, words and music of the Santa Fe Trail, where a thousand-mile journey begins with a single.
The Santa Fe Trail, a way of adventuring, a thoroughfare of commerce, highway between nations, road of empire, mirage of dreams, hope of a new life, final resting place for many, for others, home. All this and more to those who traveled here, each with stories to tell, some, like Marion Russell, from different stages of life.
I remember so clearly the beauty of the earth and how the deer and the antelope bounded away as we bore westward. Blue lagoons and blood-red sunsets, voices around blazing campfires.
As I write, scenes of the old trail come flooding back, places where the earth was like a Persian rug, the lavender, red, and yellow wildflowers mingling with the silvery green prairie grass.
Sometimes at night on the prairie, you can almost hear the travelers from long ago.
So you want to hear the story of that old Santa Fe road? A little one?
A will-o'-the-wisp was the Santa Fe Trail, yet one of the longest and most wonderful in history.
We picked the story up in the year 1821 in the brand new state of Missouri, settled by people like the Boones, Coopers, and Becknells, men with the urge to go beyond deep in their bones.
That same year saw Mexico's independence from Spain, with a new spirit of freedom in the air, at least here in Nuevo Mexico.
While between Mexico and Missouri, Comanche, Apache, Pawnee, Kiowa, Arapaho, Osage, Ute, Cheyenne, Lakota, Diné.
And many others live and roam on the shared trails across time.
In 1821, the United States itself is only 45 years young.
And Mexico younger than that, not yet 1 year old. Yeehaw!
And these two new, vast, and various continent-stretching empire nations are, as one scholar said, like two electric poles ready for a spark to connect them.
Men wanted, assembling at Franklin, Missouri, destined westward, each with a horse, a good rifle, and ammunition for a three-month trip, proceeding as far as we wished to go. William Becknell in the Missouri Intelligencer, June 25th of 1821.